Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
know not thy peace, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. And adversaries are your challengers or opponents. But I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. They set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand in his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds, and vagabonds are wanderers, and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioners are blackmailers, catch all that he has, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let them be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his children, favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity means future generations, be cut off, and in the generation that follow, let their name be blotted out. Let their iniquity of the fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let him be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy men. You hear that, oppressors? That he might even slay the brokenhearted. Verse 17, as he has loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come unto his bowels like water and like oil unto his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which clothes him, which covers him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. You know, a girdle is a tight garment that you wear underneath your clothes. And to have that on you continually, that's suffering. Verse 20, let this be the reward of my adversaries from the Lord and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake. Because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. That's true. I am gone like a shadow when it declines. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh filleth of fatness. And he's not fat. Is lean. I became also a reproach. Reproach means disgrace unto them. When they look upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou when they arise. Let them be ashamed, But let thy servant rejoice. Let my adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. A mantle is like a cape or a shawl in this instance. I will greatly praise Yah the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 109, verse 1 through 31, a plea for judgment of false accusers. Let's have a word of prayer, Sheila. Take a minute or so to say your prayer as I take this minute to say a prayer for us. Our Father, which art in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you and praise you for giving us this day and for allowing us to be glad in it. Restore us, sheep. Allow us to follow your laws, your statutes, your ordinances and judgments in understanding and in one accord. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Although some areas of Detroit was hit harder than others, thank you for blessing me in the area that was least hit. As always, Heavenly Father, I ask you and I thank you for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind and excellent health. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. Evening starts around the hour before the sun goes down. Keep the Sabbath holy and rest. You can read that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. I am reading from my regular King James Version of the Bible. It has a small print, and it's written in black and red letters. I want you to have your three T's ready. And, of course, those of you who have been listening to me over the past 4 years know that the three T's are your pen, paper, and pencil. And now I will add, like, for your tech-savvy people, your notebooks and your notepad. Follow me to the book of Jeremiah. We left off the last time. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 33. And I want you to remember Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 22. I may go back up to that and let you read over that for you. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 33. And the carcasses of his people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts. Beasts are animals of the earth, and none shall fray. Fray means frighten them away. So they're going to be eating the meat, the carcass, the meat off the carcasses. Verse 34, then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth. Mirth is gladness. Laughter, merriment, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. And of course, you know, desolate means bare or empty. Let me just go back up to verse 22, because I did not know this until I read this last week. I am in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 22. it says, it reads, "For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt." You know, Egypt to me means the land of bondage, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. See, burnt offerings and sacrifices, that's something that's man-made. And God had to get rid of that. And he got rid of that through his son, Jesus, who became the burnt offering and sacrifice. We don't do those things anymore. But we continually do. We follow his laws, statutes, judgment, and ordinances. We do all of that, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that that's one of the reasons why he told me to feed his sheep, because you're not getting it from your pastors. I've been reading this book just for 4 years in maybe a month now, consistently. And of those 4 years, I've learned that you do keep the commandments. Those people, preachers who preach that you don't, I ask you to read your Bible for yourself. You may come up with the same thing that I have. Now let's go into the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, and let's read. "At that time, says the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be for dung." And you know, dung is manure or poop upon the face of the earth. Verse 3, "The death and death shall be chosen rather than life by the residue." Residue are the remainder of those who were left behind. Let me start at verse 3 again. "And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family which remain in the places withered I have driven them, said Yah the Lord of hosts." And withered means dried up. Verse 4, "Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, this said Yah the Lord, shall they fall and not rise? Shall they turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem driven back by a perpetual backsliding?" Perpetual means everlasting. "They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return." Now, you know, in Acts 3:19, it tells you to return. You know, and also to repent. Let's read verse 6. "I hearkened," hearken means to listen, "and heard, but they spake not aright." They were speaking wrong. "No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his curse. As the horse rushes into battle, yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yah the Lord. How do you say, we are wise, and the law of Yah the Lord is with us? No, certainly in vain, saying he is. Oh, he's saying something he made it worthless. He wrote it, had it written in worthless. Let me say that again. Let me read verse 8 again and just read and not try to give my opinion because I mess up every most time. Verse 8 in Jeremiah chapter 8. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of Yah the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore, I will give their wives unto another, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness, and covetousness that you want, desire, or crave. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Verse 11. But they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Verse 12. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation, they shall be cast down, says Yah, the Lord. Verse 13, I will surely consume them, says Yah, the Lord. They shall be no more grapes on the vine, no figs on the fig tree, and the leaves shall fade. And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do you sit still? Assemble yourselves and let us enter into the defense cities and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has put us to silence and given us water of gall, and gall is bitter tasting to drink, because we have sinned against Yah the Lord. We look for peace, but no good come, and for a time of help, and behold, trouble. The snorting of horses was heard from Dan, and the whole land trembled at the sound of neighing of the strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. Verse 17, for behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices, and a cockatrice is a mythological creature that has a face of a bird, has wings and a tail of a dragon among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, says Yah the Lord. When I would comfort you, verse 18, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the daughter, verse 19, behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her kingdom? Let me read verse 19 again. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. That sounds like us in the United States of America. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? Vanities are pride. you're conceited and is worthless. Verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Verse 21, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. You hear that? He says, verse 21, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am blind. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Now, we finished reading Jeremiah chapter 8. And let me look in my other Bible. Quickly to tell you the name of that. Chapter 8. Okay. I am not moving as quickly as I ought. That's because the devil attacks me all the time. I've grown sick of that devil attacking me. Jeremiah chapter 8 is the perils of false teaching. And we don't want to do that. At least I don't want to do that. That's why I read the Bible to you, so that I won't say anything wrong or incorrect. When we come back next Sabbath, we are going to read Jeremiah chapter 9 and as much as chapter 10 as we possibly can. Now, while I have a few minutes, let me just teach you or read to you the commandments just in case you don't know. Uh-oh, I have 90 seconds, and I know that I cannot read the commandments to you in 90 seconds. Let me just say this. Read number 1 and maybe number 2. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what God says. That verse, the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath. I'm going to stop right here. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer. Amen. But I want your sheep to know that devil attacks me every way he can, and I'm sick of the devil. Listen, attacking me. There are other books in the Bible, and I read one of the books about Adam and Eve, and you can go on the internet and find it. And the devil is supposed to bow down to us. We're not to bow down to him. Listen, go to www.eatandliveonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eaton. If it's God's will, I will be with you next week. And everywhere you go, take our Heavenly Father with you. See you next week. God loves you. He loves you more than I.